Blog Talk Radio.
Heaven knows your existence.
Heaven knows.
Oh,
yeah.
Spiritual Talk Radio. I am your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you being a part of the show and calling in and stuff like that. So if you would like to call in, you can do so, but I'm going to tell you, I got several callers ahead of you already. But you can try. 347-327-9316. A lot of people called in early. That's the best way to get on air with me. But if you want to try to get in, it is 347-327-9316, and I'll do my very best to get to you. We had a lot of callers yesterday. I didn't get to everybody yesterday, but we will try our best, okay? That's all we can do. And, you know, I do believe. I believe, you know, I've been waiting for this moment to arrive. And, you know, I really feel like that 2014 is going to be that year that we really shine, that we really come into our own, for all of us. I really feel that. I feel like if, you know, we just say, hey, you know what, I'm not going to carry the baggage that I've been carrying with me into 2014. I'm going to let it go finally. I'm just going to say, you know what, I'm going to go into 2014 expecting, believing, and getting what I need and manifest what we want. I talked about this yesterday, and I was doing it last night. As I was going to sleep, you know, manifesting what we want in our lives in 2014. I don't know about you. 2013 wasn't really bad too much for me. I mean, there was some rough moments in 2013 for me personally. But, you know, I learned in those moments. I learned a lot about myself. And, you know, that's what we have to do. You know, a lot of times I call them little hiccups, you know, along the way. We're going to have those little bumps along the way. But, you know, we don't get hung up there. You know, we don't get stuck there. You know, it's one thing of experiencing things, but it's another thing of getting stuck, and we don't want to get stuck. A lot of us have been stuck, but I really feel like the 2014 for a lot of us is going to be that year that we soar, that we fly. And, you know, a lot of us have been struggling financially for years. You know, a lot of you probably may be worrying right now, you know, what am I going to do for a job in next year? You know, a lot of you are without work, you know, including myself. And, you know, I have those thoughts too. You know, what is going to happen? But I can always know this, is that Spirit has always been with me. Spirit has always, you know, got me through every situation in my life, and not going to stop now. You know, that's one thing that I always hold on to. You know, when I have those rough moments, I think, man, you know, we're a Spirit. But, you know, I hear that small, still voice inside of me that says, hey, you know what? I'm right inside of you. I'm right with you. I'm with you through every situation that you face. And, you know, that's one thing that I think sometimes we forget, you know, that Spirit is with us. And that's because Spirit's within us. And so that's one thing we have to remember. The card for the show comes from my Healing with the Angel deck by Doreen Virtue. And it's the music card. And, you know, I think that Spirit wants us to pay attention to music in the next few days. You know, just really listening. You know, there are times when I'll just get in my car and I'll turn on the radio, and all of a sudden there's a song that's playing that's speaking right to the situation that's going on in my life. Have you ever experienced that, or you've stepped into a store and all of a sudden there's a song playing and you're going, hey, you know, that reminds me of one of my loved ones on the other side, or something like that. You know, music is very important for us as spiritual beings. And so just pay attention to the music that's around you and that you're playing, okay? Let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then we'll be taking your calls. Your calls will be next. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And Father, Mother God, man, I just want to be thankful today for the blessings that you are pouring out upon me, seen and unseen. I mean, I know that you're working behind the scenes for me, and you're working behind the scenes for my listeners. And Father, Mother God, sometimes, you know, we forget that. Sometimes we get into our human stuff, and we forget about the spiritual part of us. And but you don't judge us because of that. You love us no matter what, and I'm so thankful for that. And Father, Mother God, I just ask that you would help me become that vessel that you always use in this program today, and that you would help me totally move out of the way. And Father, Mother God, as I make some predictions for 2014, that you would just lead us and guide us and direct us into a brand new year ahead. Father, Mother, God, right now I turn my focus to the listeners that are listening to me live and those that will be listening to this program later on, archive, and I ask that you would meet their needs physically, spiritually, emotionally. And Father, Mother, God, that you would just bless them in every way and every situation. And Father, Mother, God, just let them know that you love them beyond anything and that you're always with them. And through every circumstance, every human experience that we experience, that you're with us. And I thank you for that knowledge. And Father, Mother, God, grant us wisdom. And sometimes, Father, Mother, God, teach us sometimes to close our mouths and to not always speak everything that goes through our head. And just remember that. And Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for that. And surround all of us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste. And we say amen. And let's go ahead and take some calls. The call-in number is 347-327-9316. But like I said, I'm going to let you know right now, there are several people in queue. So please be patient with me, okay? Also, because we have a lot of callers today, I'm going to enforce the one question per caller rule today. So please, only one question per caller. If you want more time with me, you can always do that by going to my website, www.insightswithmichael.com. But today, I'm going to enforce the one question per caller because we got several callers, and I want to try to get to everybody, okay? And hopefully you understand that. All right, let's go ahead and talk to 310. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah. I'm a little under the weather.
Oh, man, that's not good. How can I help?
No, it's not. Well, I would like to know if 2014 is going to bring me a new job and my own place to live and get me out of this homeless shelter.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, those are no fun. I've never been in a situation like that, but I know a lot of people are. But, you know, we're also thankful that there was a place for you to go in that time of need. And but I really feel like that for you, I really feel like that 2014 is going to be better. I really feel like that you are going to get out of there. You are going to get back on your feet. It looks like a job opening up for you in February, and then it looks like by April you're living in your own place. This timeline can be speed up a little bit. I feel like it's possible. Timelines are very tricky for me. Because there's really no time with spirit. So I'm hoping that this timeline's quicker than what I'm seeing. But I'm definitely seeing you're on your own feet again and you know, moving forward and advancing and stuff like that. So hopefully that helps.
Yes, it does. It does.
Yeah, let me go ahead and pull a couple cards for you really quick from my Healing with the Angel deck. The trust card, you know, just trust that Spirit's with you. I really like your energy. Your energy seems pretty good. You know, of course, you're a little frustrated with the situation that you're in right now. But again, you know, be thankful that you had that place to go to. But, you know, just trust that Spirit's going to move you forward in 2014. And then the next card I pulled, you have a lot of ideas and inspiration in you. Have you ever thought about writing something, like keeping a journal or something like that?
Well, I am going to write a book because I ended up in this situation due to a job, accepting a new job, and then they honored a contract, and they left me and my son stranded. So, yes, I plan on writing a whistleblower book, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and because I definitely saw a book with you, so that's a good thing, and I think also it will help other people as well, you know, to enlighten them of situations. And the one thing that I believe in is I believe in karma. I believe that what you put out there, you get back sometime. You know, so you know this company that did this, you know, they're going to have to pay for that down the line somewhere. You know, you might never see.
Oh, yeah, we have a lawsuit. Yeah, we have a class action lawsuit. going on right
now.
Okay. So we just filed
that.
I look at that like when it does come to an end, I'll be laughing all the way to the bank.
And you know, like I said, you know, it's not the ideal situation, but it is the situation that Spirit has you there for a reason, and that's one thing that you have to realize. And so, like I said, you seem, your energy really seems really good, and so just know that 2014 is going to be a better year for you and your son. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. All right.
Thank you.
Have a great, you're welcome. You have a great day.
Bye
bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and talk to Wendy. Hi, Wendy. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Happy New Year to you. I just wanted to see what you see for the coming 2014 for relationship for me.
Okay. All right. Is there somebody that you're interested in now?
Well, I had been in a relationship for about a year, but his ex-wife has come back into the picture, and so I'm in process of letting go. I suppose, I mean, there's a great connection. There's a possibility there.
Because I feel like that energy is lingering around. It's like a blanket over you almost, because I keep feeling that. That's why I asked you that, is like, I feel his energy around you a lot. Do you think about him a lot? Because I just feel his energy really close to you.
Yes, still pretty fresh.
Okay, all right, yeah. I will tell you that I don't see this relationship rekindling. I will tell you that. I do feel like that there would be, you know, another relationship popping up for you. It looks like late spring, early summer. Where somebody else would be popping in here. And the one thing that you need to do is just let go of this and heal from this. Because it is fresh. It's like a fresh wound. And anytime we have a fresh wound, you know, it hurts. And I don't want to make light of that. I understand those kind of situations, so I don't want to make light of that. But I do want you to know that you are going to be okay, that you are going to get through this, you are going to get over this, and you are going to move on with somebody else that can give you their all or their time. I just feel like this other person just cannot give you what you want. I just don't see this commitment on his part for this relationship. And so you want somebody that can be there for you in all situations and to love you unconditionally. And I feel like a new person will be able to do that for you. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Michael. Happy New Year.
No problem. Happy New Year. You take care of yourself, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye. Yeah, because, you know, anytime a relationship ends, those fresh wounds, they hurt. It's like, ow, you know, and so... we do get past that. We do move on past that. And, just give your time, give yourself time to heal and to recover from that, okay? Let's go ahead and move on to Connie. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good today. How can I help?
Oh, can I be your first rule breaker, please?
Okay, I didn't hear you or didn't understand the situation.
I said, can I be your first rule breaker, please?
Okay, we'll try. How can I help?
Well, yesterday you had mentioned that you had a lady with you who died of cancer, and I wanted to know if that was my aunt.
Okay, let's see if that, okay. I do have a presence that's pushing in here. Was she a really pushy person? Because I got a spirit that's just pushing through. It's like I want to talk. Would she be like that?
She lived in South Carolina, and I'm in a different state, so I don't remember her being pushy. But my mother's side of the family is kind of pushy.
Okay. Because and this might not be your aunt. This might be somebody else. And you might not know this. It's like somebody that talks with their hands a lot. My hands are moving like as fast as my mouth is moving, and it's somebody that talked a lot with their hands, and somebody that was really close to you. I feel like that this is not your aunt. I feel like that this is somebody else. Is your mother on the other side, or is your mother still here?
My mother's still here.
Okay, who would have been like a mother to you? Is there anybody on the other side like a mother to you? Somebody that helped raise you or you were close to?
No.
Okay, nobody. Okay, this could be for somebody else down the line as well. Sometimes okay. I'll be picking up energy, you know, for somebody else that's in the queue. This could be making sense for somebody else. I do feel like your aunt's pushing through, and she's just telling me that you're going to get through the situation that you're facing right now. Are you working at the moment?
I am, but I'm actively looking.
Okay, because she's telling me that you're frustrated with where you are. It's like you're not feeling like they're acknowledging you or using all the gifts that you have. Does that make sense to you?
Right. Perfect.
Okay. Because she's telling me this. She's also telling me that a new job for you is right on the horizon. By the end of January, you should have another job.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
Yeah. Something that will use your talents, because you're very talented. I don't know if you know that, but you're very talented. You're very gifted. And not just spiritually, but you're very smart, and you can do anything that you set your mind to do. That she's wanting me to tell you that. So, I would say by the end of January, you
okay.
should have another job. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I appreciate you calling in. All right. You have a great day. It was nice talking to you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go ahead and talk to Susie really quick here. Hold on, Susie. You'll be on there. There you go. Hi.
Hey, Michael.
How are you doing?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Close. We're not there yet,
yes.
But we're getting closer and closer.
We're getting close, and we're looking forward to that. So
yep.
I got a question for you. My friend that we've spoken about before.
Okay.
I am definitely stuck in, I mean, not stuck, but I have resigned to being in the place of friendship.
Okay.
For right now. Communication has just stepped up a small notch, and we'll be communicating through email, and I'd like to see what you see about him responding to me.
I think that it will be off and on. I don't feel like it's going to be something that's going to be there regularly. It's going to be here and there is what I keep hearing. You know, sometimes he's going to respond, and then sometimes he won't respond. Of his situation, sometimes he's not going to be able to respond.
Right.
And so... I believe it's a good step. I believe that it's one of those steps that you can take. But I feel like that, you know, if you're going to expect him to answer every email, you'll be a little sad because he won't be able to do that. But, you know, that doesn't mean he doesn't care. It just means that he won't be able to answer every single email.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Michael. Well, that sounds pretty good.
Okay. You know, so it's a good step. It's a good step forward for you. So I would keep doing that, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you very much, Michael. And I think that potentially you could possibly be talking about my grandmother with the person that's coming through. My grandmother had leukemia, which is cancer.
Okay, did she
talk
with her hands a lot?
Yes, and
okay.
She pretty much raised me as well.
Okay. Let me see if this is connecting here, okay? We're going to just take a few seconds here, and let's see if this is connecting, because I don't want to miss this connection. Now, so this was your grandmother? Are you saying this is your grandmother?
Yes, it sounds like it could be, yeah.
On your mom's side?
Yes, and that was the Italian side. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because this is what I'm picking up. Yeah, she just wanted me to tell you that she loves you and that she's watching over you, and that your home situation, she's telling me that your home situation will be changing as you go into the next year. By April, your home situation is going to be a whole lot different. You're going to be by yourself. So that's a good thing. She's also making a reference to a young man. She's saying that, and I don't know if this is for you or if this is for somebody else, but she's telling me that Jolly is with her. Do you know a Jolly?
No.
Okay, because this could be with somebody else, and you might want to hold on to that. Because hold on, let me be clear. I'm going to slow down for just a second. Hold on, Susie.
Okay.
I'm going to slow down a little bit. Mm-hmm. She talks really fast, and so I'm talking faster because she's talking fast. So I'm going to try to get her to slow down for a minute. Okay, she's still making a reference to Jolly. I don't know if that...
Oh.
So that could be with somebody else down the line here. But I appreciate being able to connect you and appreciate you calling in today.
Well, I appreciate getting to speak with you, Michael.
Well, I love you, and you take care of yourself, okay?
I love you, too, and I wish you well always, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. You have a great day. All right. Bye-bye.
You, too. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to take a small break, and we will be right back with your calls, so don't go anywhere. Before we take a break, I'm going to make a couple of predictions here, so you might want to write these down. I'll give you a minute to grab you a piece of paper and a pen. Okay, give me a second to grab a piece of paper and a pen. Going to make a couple of predictions really quick. All right. These are off the top of my head. There is nothing in front of me. I don't write the stuff down. And I also will tell you that I don't go to other shows and pay attention to their predictions. I don't look at that stuff until after I make my own. And so I'm going to make a couple here really quick before we take a break. And we're going to go over to... the other side of the ocean to make these predictions. We're going to go over to England, and it's with the royal family. One of my predictions for 2014 is that Prince Harry will marry. Finally, he will settle down a little bit and will get married. I would say, late 2014 for that, and that might just be the announcement of the engagement. Could be just the announcement of him getting married, because I don't see really a wedding in 2014 for him. So this would be more of the announcement of the engagement and then going into 2015 with the wedding. Also, let's just stay in that family. Let's just stay with his brother, Prince William. And I feel like that they will have another child. Again, I feel like that she will find out that she's pregnant again towards the end of 2014, the child being born in 2015, and I'm going to go ahead and say that the next child for Prince William will be a little girl and stuff like that. All right. Queen Elizabeth herself really needs to watch her health this year. There could be a really health scare for her later 2014. It looks like summer. There could be a health scare for Queen Elizabeth. And I do feel like that her husband will be passing in 2014. So those are predictions for them. We'll make some more later on. We're going to take a small break here, and we'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Thank you. go ahead and talk to 928. You're on air with me. I appreciate calling in today. Hi.
Yes, hello?
Hi, you're on air. I appreciate your patience. How can I help?
I have a question. I'm wondering what you see happening between me and a person with the initials DAB.
Okay, what were the initials again, please?
DAB.
DAB? Okay, thank you. I just wanted to be sure because I thought you said E instead of D. Okay, I just wanted to be sure I had the right initials. Okay, is this just a relationship that's building right now? Is this just in the building stages?
No.
Okay, so this has been going on for, okay. All right. So this has been going on for a while. I feel like that this relationship will continue to grow forward. I feel like the communication is the key here. Is there some distance between you and him right now? Because I feel some distance.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I believe that communication is the key to getting this fixed. When I'm tapping more into it, I just get this really uneasy feeling right now, like you guys are not sure if this is going to move forward. Does this make sense? Because I have a really uneasy feeling right now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because I believe it can work out. You guys will just have to communicate more and just be honest with each other.
I think communication really isn't the issue. I've communicated what I've wanted and stuff like that, so I don't think that's the issue.
Okay, because I feel like it's the issue with him, not so much with you. Does that make sense? I just feel like that he's not coming clean about some things. But there's just some things that he's not talking about.
And what would those things like be?
I'm not sure at this moment. I just feel like that it's just him, not so much you, at this point in the relationship. That he's just not talking about some things. Okay? But I appreciate you calling in.
Okay, so like you said, it's going to, what did you see happening?
I feel like it can work out. It's just going to take you guys talking with him, talking more about what's going on with him. I just feel like that some of his emotions and things with him,
repaired, and it's going to go back to what it was, right?
Yeah, even better than what it was.
Okay.
All right, I appreciate calling in. All right, thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to Ann. Hi, Ann. Ann, hello? Okay.
Hello.
Hi. Are you there?
Oh, my battery's gonna start going out on me. It better not. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I believe that it will work out. So we'll talk fast, and we'll hopefully your phone don't die on us. So I appreciate your patience, Amy.
Really, I switched.
You've been waiting for the.
Go ahead,
okay.
Michael,
all right. Good. Okay. All right. How can I help you today?
Well, if you can give me some good news about the coming year, what you can pick up as far as the way things have been going, if you see things turning around in any area of my life.
Yeah, I really feel like the 2014 is going to be that turning around year, especially where your finances are concerned. Because your finances have been, I really feel like your finances in the last few years here have been the issue, and that's what's causing, it's like what's causing all the other things happening. It's like a domino effect. It's even affecting your health. And so, because of the stress and stuff. because of the finances. So I really feel like as you go now, I'll be honest with you, Ann. I feel like that January and February are still going to be a little rocky financially for you. I'm just going to be upfront with you, okay? But I feel like that as you go into March and the rest of the year, I feel like that by March you're going to see this turnaround where things are going to get better. By the time 2014 comes to an end, you're going to be more financially secure. And then as you go into 2015, I still see financially secure. So your finances are going to turn around, you know, by the March of 2014. I don't know exactly what's going to cause this.
My home, my home is up for sale. Would that be the reason?
Yeah, I feel like you are moving in 2014, and I feel like that's about the same time. I feel like that around that time there's going to be a move. So that could be what is causing this financial increase, mm-hmm. and then some other things are going to be popping for you as well. You are going to get some assistance as well in 2014.
Oh, I need it. And do you see a possibility of any type of relationship coming in next year?
I wouldn't see a relationship. I don't really see a relationship for you in 2014. I will tell you that I do see something popping in 2015 for you as far as a relationship goes. It could be the end of 2014 into early 2015, okay? But I really feel like the 2014 is going to be more that year that you're focusing on your health, more focusing on your finances, things getting better in those areas, and then you're getting into a place that you're ready for a relationship, and then something will open up for you. But I would say late 2014, early 2015 on that. Okay?
Okay, Michael. Thank you so much, and I wish you and Rose and all the callers a very happy new year.
Well, thank you, Ann. That's very sweet of you. I appreciate it. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a great day.
Stay well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Helene. Hopefully I said your name right. You're on air with me.
You're perfect,
we'll be,
Michael.
There you go.
Hi.
Hi.
Wanted to know about money and success in 2014 in my acting and singing and interviewing career.
Okay. Has it been a little slow? Because I see it's been a little slow in the last year. Has it been a little
slow
for you? Okay. Okay. Yeah, because it's almost like non-existent slow.
Yeah.
And you're very discouraged at the moment. I feel a lot of discouragement around you when I'm tapping into your energy.
Oh, good.
I don't feel like it has... I don't think it has all to do with this acting and all the, you know, your financial situation. I just feel a little discouragement altogether. It just feels like you're feeling stuck right now. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, because a little relationship thing happened. That's got me kind of down. Yeah.
Okay. So you just had a relationship end, or?
It seems so, or didn't turn out the way I want it to, yeah.
Okay, I'm really sorry that you're going through that. You know, I do feel like that as far as your career goes, as far as the acting goes, I feel like that will pop up more in 2014 for you. And also I got other news for you. I feel like that a more solid relationship, something more solid for you is also developing. It looks like late spring, early summer. Somebody coming in, and I feel like that they're in the same line of work that you do, sort of like acting or something like that, because I feel like that's how you're going to meet them. I feel like that they're connected somehow with that. So you guys would have that in common, which is a good thing. You know, you guys would have the same thing in common. And very spiritual person. I feel like that the person coming into your life is a very spiritual person as well.
Okay. Any chance it could be the old one kind of stepping up?
I feel like it's brand new energy. I don't feel like it's old energy. I feel like it's new energy.
Okay. So my money will get better in general, hopefully, because that's the way I'd like it to come in.
Yeah. I feel like it will. As you move forward with your career, I feel like that your financial situation will increase and get better. By this time of next year, you are a lot better financially. So, okay?
Great. Thank you. Blessings, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. I appreciate you calling in today. Okay, I'm going to stop for a minute, and I'm going to give everybody my website address in case you want to set up a full reading with me. They are on sale right now. I think Rose has told some of you that, but they are on sale. They will go up. I'm telling you, they will go up January 1st. The website is www.insightswithmichael.com. They are on sale. They're half off right now. And so you might want to take advantage of that. You don't have to set up a reading like today or tomorrow. You can set those up for any time, but you have to lock them in now while those sale prices are on, okay? And those will go up come January 1st, all right? So just letting you know. The website also is being worked on at the moment, so there's not a lot over there at the moment. I am working on that, but there is a way that you can book readings over there right now. And so you can go over there, and it's www.insightswithmichael.com. All right, let's go ahead and take some more calls. We've had some really good calls today, so you guys are awesome. So appreciate calling in. Let's go ahead and talk to 706. Hi, appreciate you calling in today. Appreciate your patience. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. My question is, what do you see for my love life for the 2014 year?
It feels like it's going to improve and just get better and better and better. That's what I keep hearing. I keep hearing better and better and better. Is there somebody in your life now, or waiting for that person to come in?
Yeah, my ex want to try it again, but I'm hesitant about it. Don't know.
Okay.
Kind of scared.
Yeah, usually I would say no. Usually I would say, you know, there's a reason they're an ex. But, you know, mm-hmm. But I really feel like that he has changed. I'll just be honest with you. I really feel like that he has changed. I feel like that, you know, the things that he's telling you are true, you know, that he you know, he does want to try to fix this. And so, you know, again, you have free will, you have free choice, but I would say that it's a very high possibility that this can rekindle. But it's totally up to you, you know, and stuff like that. But, you know, I do feel like he's being honest with you about things and you know, stuff like that. So I would say that this relationship can rekindle.
Oh, you just made my day. Okay.
yeah. Because, you know, you know, anytime that we have an ex and, you know, they want to get back together, we have those reservations. I've been there.
Right.
And, you know, and you know, I had an ex and we got divorced and then we got remarried because, you know, I love that person and, you know, I wanted to right. make it work. And so I really feel like that, you know, this can work out for you. And so so that's a good
All
thing.
Right. All right. Well, thank
All right.
you so much, Michael.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to 978. You're on air with me.
Oh, hi, Michael. This is Kathleen. I tried calling in yesterday, and I couldn't get in. So I'm so glad to get a hold of you. I know. Thank you so much for taking my call.
No, I appreciate your patience. So you've been waiting for a little bit for me, so I appreciate your patience and glad that I got to talk to you. How can I help?
Listen, I have a question about a certain someone. I want to know if you see a future between us, and if you do, when do you see it really transpiring? His first name is Joe. The last initial is D, as in dog.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
My name's Kathleen.
Okay, thank you. I was just getting ready to ask for your name again. You must be reading my mind. you're using your intuitive abilities today, so that's good.
I'm sorry?
I said you're using your intuitive abilities as well today.
Yeah, I have a little.
So yeah, you have a lot more than you think. So
okay.
Yeah, you don't give yourself enough credit. But yeah, I feel like that you guys do have a relationship coming into play here. I would say it looks like developing more in April of 2014 and then getting more serious as you go on. But I do feel like a really good connection with this. I feel like you guys connect on a spiritual level as mm-hmm. well, and so that's really important. And I think, you know, and I think you know that. And then also I feel like it's the past life reconnect. I feel like that you guys had a relationship in a past life as well. So I feel like that this is a past life reconnecting here as well. So,
do you see a marriage coming out of this?
I would say a marriage possibly in 2015, yeah.
Possibly. Okay, so in April
yeah.
you see this taking off.
Right, yeah, and the reason why I said possibly, I want to clarify why I said possibly, okay? There could be some communication problems. That's the only thing that I would see could be a problem here. So just be always honest and upfront with each other. And that's the only reason I said possible with
oh,
the marriage.
Oh, possible for the marriage? Okay.
Yeah, 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 because there could be some communication issues as you go on. I mean, anytime you get two people together, you know, you're
having to figure out each other. His wife just died months ago.
Okay.
And another thing, too, we're debating whether to get together New Year's Eve. I know he's kind of down in the dumps. Do you see us getting together New Year's
yeah,
Eve,
I,
just
I,
hanging
I,
out?
I would say, it's, yeah, just hanging out. And I really feel like it's a good thing for him to get out. I don't feel
I
like
do
it's
too.
A good thing for him to be cooped up. Because he's dealing with a lot of depression right now, and he just needs to get out and have some fun. And so, yeah, I see you guys getting out and having some fun.
Okay, so you see us becoming a couple come April.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I definitely see that.
Okay. Michael, thank you so much. It was worth the wait, I have to tell you. Thank you again.
All right.
You're okay,
welcome.
Doll, take
right.
care.
Nice talking to you. You too.
Same
bye-bye.
Here. Bye.
All right, let's go ahead and get some of these calls on. We're running down on time. Sandy, you're on air with me.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I want to know what you see for love lives this year or for the coming year.
Okay, because I was going to say this year. Is
no,
over.
Really,
so,
not much love.
Yeah, not. I don't see much. I don't see anything really popping in the next few days here. But
okay.
I do. To get on more on a serious side here with you, I do feel like that there is a relationship popping in 2014 for you. I believe it's been a while you've been waiting, and
mm-hmm.
I feel like that somebody's coming into play. It looks like for you, it looks like possibly late. Let's take the word possibly out here. I would say June, late June, early July.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
No
have
problem.
A great
I
New Year's.
That. You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and talk to the next call, 512. You're on air with me.
Hello, Michael.
Hi,
Michael,
you're on
can
air.
Can you hear me? Hi,
yeah.
Michael. This is Michelle. I have a question about, I don't know how to put it. Do you see me having spiritual gifts to do kind of what you do?
Oh, definitely. Why are you doubting it?
I don't know. I do.
There's a
I
lot
doubt
of
myself.
Fear. Yeah, there's a lot of fear. Why is there so much fear with you on this?
Well, I just don't like to be wrong. You know, like wouldn't want to be wrong. I do get feelings, and I feel them, and then
yeah.
you know. I'll doubt them.
Yeah, you're second guessing your abilities, and anytime you know the one thing that we have to do is we have to go with our first response. It's like with me, you know, if when I pick up something, you know, I have the tingly sensation, I have you know what I call confirmation energy, and then I just step out there and go, okay, this is what I'm saying, and I know that I'm right, and I just stick with that. And when we second guess ourselves. That's where we have our problems. That's where we get in trouble. But you're definitely amazingly gifted. You've been gifted most of your life. And so what I would call you is a born medium. What I mean by that is you have mediumship abilities, and they've been with you ever since you've been born. And you need to learn to develop those, trust them more. And the one thing that would help you, and I'm going to give you some advice here, the one thing that would help you is just practice. You know, You know, when I first started a long time ago, you know, I started with cards. You know, I used them as a tool, you know. And then I've got away from them a little bit more as my gifts have developed and as I've changed and evolved. You know, we are always continually evolving, continually changing. But you definitely have a gift, and I would hate to see that wasted. So what would help you is meditation and just practice. You know, find some people to read for if they're just friends or family or stuff like that.
Okay.
And just, you know, just, you know, it's like a muscle. If you don't use it, it's not going to develop. And so,
okay.
So
will
that
you be doing development? Do you do any development?
I'll be like, doing some classes. And stuff online. I'm thinking more on how to do that, and I'll help you if I can. So you can just contact me through my website. So, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Michael, and have a wonderful New Year.
You too. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I'll be doing that, and in 2014 I'll be doing more development classes and stuff like that. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Michael. Can I get a general reading?
Okay, let me go ahead and pull some cards for you really quick. Talking about cards, let's go ahead and pull some for you. Let's shuffle the deck here and stuff like that. Your energy seems really good today. That's a good thing. So,
I just feel more optimistic.
You're definitely feeling like you're moving forward more with your thinking.
Yes.
You know, getting away from that stuck energy, you know, that stagnated energy.
Exactly.
And being more open. Are you considering a physical move?
Yes, I am.
In 2014? Okay.
For the first time in years, I'm actually considering that, yeah.
Okay, because I really feel like it's necessary for you to move forward. I feel like that you're done where you are, and I think you feel that too. It's just like it's time to move on, time to open up to new opportunities, new situations in your life. Does that make sense to you?
Most definitely.
Okay, let's go ahead and pull some cards for you really quick, like I said, but definitely see that move. Are you in a relationship at the moment?
No.
Okay, because I got a new love card popping in. Are you open to somebody coming into your life?
Sure.
Okay, because I definitely see new love for you coming in. I got the emerging card as the next card, things coming together, and then a celebration card. Definitely see nothing but good for you in 2014. So I would just continue moving forward, continue. The one thing that I would tell you, you got great intuition. I don't know if you know that, but you got great intuition. Just trust that, okay? That will lead you right. But definitely see a move for you. I don't know when that move is going to happen. I will tell you, I don't have a timeline on that. But sometime I would say it looks like about 4 months out on that move.
Okay. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. All right. Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and talk to Rose really quick here. Hi, Rose.
Hey, Michael. Can I just have a message for this upcoming week? I'm having some anxiety because I have so much going on.
Yeah, you got to get out of your head. That's your message.
I know.
So, Steve and my spirit guide said, get her out of her head. And so, you're overthinking, and the one thing that you're doing, Rose, you're doing the one thing that I would tell people not to do, and you're creating problems. You're already coming up with, I'm not going to be on time, this is not going to work out, da, 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 da. So what you're doing is you're creating the very thing you don't want. So let's create.
That's me, because I worry about all that stuff.
Yeah. So what you're doing, Rose, is you're drawing those things to you. You're definitely creating this. And because you're a creator, you're a co-creator with the universal energy. So what you're doing is you're getting into your head, and then your head is telling you, the bus is going to be late, or there's going to be a problem, and I'm going to get fired, and this is not going to work out, and da 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 da. And so get out of there and think differently. Say, okay, everything's going to go smoothly. I'm going to have a great day. And do this every morning this week. What I want you to do every morning, I want you to wake up and say, you know what, this is going to be an awesome day. Everything's going to run smoothly, and this is going to be a perfect day. And by the end of the day, I'm going to have all this energy, and I'm going to be feeling good about myself and good about the situation. Do that every single day, and you'll see positive results. But if you stay in your head, then your head's going to say, nothing's going to work out. And your head is not telling you the truth. This is going to be an awesome week for you, but you got to start creating, along with the universal energy, a better week ahead. Okay?
Okay. I want to try my best. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. That's all you can do. That's all Spirit asks of us, is do the best we can, you know. So Spirit knows that we're not perfect, you know. So, but Spirit loves us no matter what. Even with all our imperfections and all of our goof-ups and all of our stuff, Spirit still loves us. So that's one wonderful thing about Spirit. So, all right.
Thank goodness, because some days we're a lot of work.
Yeah. Because some days I'm thinking, you know, Spirit is shaking his head at me and saying, what are you doing now? And so, yeah. But Spirit still loves us, so that's the main thing. So I appreciate you calling in, Rose.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Yeah, sometimes I can just see my angels, and they're like, what is he thinking at this moment? So, yeah. All right, Carol. Rose, my phone lines are closed. I'll take the calls that are in queue, but phone lines are closed. Let's go ahead and talk to Carol.
Hi, thanks, Michael. Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hopefully you can hear me.
Oh, perfect. Yes, I can. Hi. Happy holidays. What I'm calling about, and thank you so much for taking my call, is I've had this cough for a while, and I'm just wondering if it's just a virus that's working its way out, as it has to do with my opening my heart and throat chakras.
You definitely are opening your throat chakra. It's a part of an awakening process that is going on with you right now. Yeah, you're definitely opening more areas for you and stuff like that. But yeah, your throat chakra is open up. And the one thing that I would tell you is definitely to speak your truth. You know, what we don't realize is when we have sore throats or we go like that, it's like you know, our throat chakra is closed, and it's because we're not expressing ourselves, or we're not being honest with ourselves, or honest about other situations in our lives. So the one thing I see for you in 2014 is you definitely are going to start speaking more, and stuff like that. It's like maybe even a speaking engagement or something like that. I don't know exactly what you do, but it's something in front of people. Something like that coming up for you as well.
All right. Cool. Well, thank you. I appreciate that, because that's what I'm feeling. But people who hear me, because I get like my throat, and it's like almost like post-nasal dripping. So, you know, so I cough, and then I take medicine and stop the coughing. And people, oh, you need to go see a doctor. You need to do this. You need to do that. Well, I'm pretty good about knowing when I need to see a doctor, when I don't. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with doctors. Don't get me there, but you know what I mean.
Oh, no. Yeah. Doctors are good when we need the doctors. And so,
there's really nothing to do about that. But a lot of us
right now are going through a lot of awakening stuff right now. So, so we have to be paying attention to that. But just keep an eye on it. If it doesn't get better, you know, here in a few weeks, then, you know, you might want to go see a doctor. But I'm saying that your throat chakra opening up.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. And even my brother-in-law is a doctor, and he listened to my lungs. My lungs are clear. So, yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right. Let me go ahead and talk to 360. You're a new caller. 63. I've been reading for a while. Give me a break. 6363. Oh, you're on air with me. Finally.
Hello. How are you?
Good. I couldn't get the numbers out of my mouth. Hi. Yeah. Hi.
Hi. I was calling Good. How are you?
I'm good.
I was calling to get some insight into my love life.
Okay, your love life. A lot of people are interested in their love life today, so that's a good thing, I guess. So, let me go ahead and focus. Now, is there somebody you're interested in right now?
No, there isn't.
No? Okay, all right. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. I've been reading for a little bit, so I'm getting a little tired. So I want to be sure I have the right information. I don't want to give you something that's not right. So.
Thank you.
I do feel like the 2014 is going to be that year that somebody does come in. It looks like early May for you, where somebody's popping into play here. It does look like a serious relationship as well, so I would say about May for you to go into a relationship.
Okay.
It could be sooner. It could be sooner than that, but I'm going to go with May.
Okay. And is this a new relationship or somebody who I know?
No, I feel like it's a new relationship. I don't feel like it's anybody that you've dated or anybody you know. I feel like it's a brand new person coming into play here.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm confused. I don't see... I don't see where I have any calls, Rose. So, I don't know. Let's go ahead and tell me to go down, but I don't see that where they want to talk to me. Okay. Okay. All right, let's go to 775. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, I appreciate you. There was some confusion on the call, so I appreciate you calling in. How can I help you today?
Can I have a general reading?
Okay, yeah, let me go ahead and pull some cards really quick, and then we're going to stop taking calls. I'm going to make some predictions and talk a little bit here. So I just wanted to be sure I got you on with me. So.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and... I love this card when it pops up. I get so excited. It's the Enchantment card. 2014 is going to be a magical time for you. Where doors are just going to fly open for you. Yeah, I just feel like that opportunity after opportunity is just going to almost like fall in your lap is what I keep hearing. I just see things opening up more and more for you. And then let me go ahead and pull another card. Right now, I got the Retreat card, and Spirit just says rest up because next year is going to be a year of movement for you. I just feel like you're going to be on the go a lot. You're going to just have all this energy. So, take these next few days here as we get ready to close out, this year and just rest up a little bit. And also, I feel like that there's a family issue or a family problem that you need to pull back a little bit right now. And you just need to... does that make sense to you? And I just feel like that you need to see the bigger picture, okay? And then one more card, and watch your intentions as far as that goes, as far as it's related to that. All right? I appreciate you calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You have a great day. It was nice talking to you.
You too.
Right, bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and talk to Katie. Hopefully I said your name right. You've been waiting for me patiently, I hope. So... Hi.
Yes, patiently. Hi, Michael. Michael,
hi.
I'm wondering if there's anyone in the spirit world who may have a message for me.
Okay. Is your father on the other side?
He is.
Okay. Were you guys close?
No.
Okay, because I feel some distance, but I don't choose who comes through, but he's coming through for some reason. Was there a lot of things? Were there a lot of things between you and him unsaid? Like unresolved issues. Okay.
Yes.
He's coming in here telling me that he is sorry. I don't know what that means to you, but he is saying that he is very sorry. That he,
tell him I love him.
He knows that. He can hear you. So I always tell people that. They can hear you. He is very sorry that he wasn't close to you, that he didn't have that relationship that you wanted to have with him. I don't know any of this makes sense to you, but he is just saying that he is very sorry and loves you a lot and wants you to move on and not to have that baggage around you. So he just wants to make amends for that.
Thank you. That does mean a lot.
Okay. I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate your patience.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye, Michael.
Bye-bye. All right, let me check, and I think that we are done. I appreciate everybody calling in today and stuff like that. We're not done with the show, but we're done taking calls. So I appreciate everybody calling in, and it was awesome talking to you, and so hopefully I helped you. And if you would like to set up a full reading with me, you can do that by going to www.insights.com. INSIGHTS with Michael, Insights with Michael.com. You can set up readings there. There's not a lot over there right now. I am working on that website, but you can set up readings over there right now. So there's www.insightswithmichael.com. That site will be totally back up probably tomorrow. Just changing it around a little bit and stuff like that. So, okay, let's go ahead and make some more predictions. I got some time. So let's go ahead. So you might want to get a pen and a paper. Got your pen and your paper. Let's make some more predictions. Let's see. The one thing that I want to predict is that 2014 is going to be that year for all of us where we awaken more. A lot of us, the next few days, I'm going to tell you, the next few days, Monday and Tuesday, you could feel a little off, okay? You could have some confusion. You could have some things going on with your head, like vibration or stuff like that, ringing in your ear. Don't let any of that worry you. There's going to be a major energy shift as we go out of 2013 into 2014. We're going to shift us. Me and Rose were talking about this the other day. It started a few days ago, but I'm saying Monday and Tuesday are going to be really days of shifting energy. So really watch that. So you could have some aches and pains. You could have – I just feel like that there's going to be this moment where you're just going to have a little bit of confusion and stuff like that. And I feel like that Tuesday is going to be more of a day where things are shifting a lot. So you just might want to pay attention to that. Let's go to New York, and let me make some predictions for the city of New York. New York is going to have to be really cautious about water in 2014. I definitely still feel like that there's some problems with hurricanes for New York City again in 2014, unfortunately. Hopefully that changes, but that's what I'm seeing right now as it stands. And any time you make predictions, these are just possibilities and stuff like this. The other thing that I see for 2014 is there are going to be some major changes with the Roman Catholic Church. The Pope that they have now, Pope Francis, is going to make some really dynamic changes where their policies especially are concerning women and gays. Going to be some ripple effects because of that. But I really feel like that's going to be the case with the Roman Catholic Church. There are going to be some more scandals that are going to come up with the Roman Catholic Church concerning the Pope in the past, the one that resigned. There's some cover-ups and some things that the Roman Catholic Church did because of sexual abuse and things like that. But I really feel like that the Roman Catholic Church will be recovering out of those times and moving forward into better times, and becoming more open to people. Pope Francis is a person that seems like to me that he really loves people, and so I definitely see that for him. As far as the West Coast of the United States, it looks like possibly there could be some earthquakes this year on major levels. It looks like affecting the Los Angeles area, stuff like that. This would be, looks like to me, at this moment in time, looks like late March, early April, where there could be some problems on the West Coast with earthquakes. Some of them are going to be pretty severe. Talking about earthquakes, we're going to go to Oklahoma City. They've been having a little earthquakes here and there. Oklahoma City, I feel like it's going to be shook pretty hard, actually, by an earthquake in 2014. Looks like probably around the same time, April, around that time. Feels like it's building up. And aftershocks are going to be felt pretty far away. And so this is going to be a major earthquake for Oklahoma City. Also, Oklahoma City also has to be careful about tornado time as well. I just feel like that Oklahoma City is going to be under the gun around that area and stuff like that in 2014. There's going to be a major political figure that passes. I'm going to say that this is President George Bush, the senior President George Bush. Feels like he's going to be passing, looks like probably late 2014. He has not been in good health for a while, but I'm going to say that he is passing this year. And then his wife is going to follow pretty close behind him in passing as well. Let me see what else am I seeing here. Good news on the health front. I feel like that there's going to be some major medical breakthroughs, especially where cancer is concerned. I feel like that there are going to be some major breakthrough and some cures coming up medically as well. So those are some good things to be looking forward to. There's going to be a major political scandal that comes up around the White House. I don't feel like it has to do with the president himself or his family, but it's somebody linked to the White House, somebody in the White House. Some papers are going to get leaked out again. But I feel like it has something to do with the White House, but not directly involving the President of the United States. But there are going to be some things that leak out of the White House in 2014 that could be a little scandalous and could cause the President some issues, but nothing like that. Africa has been having some problems off and on. I do feel like that they are on the verge of a civil war. I do feel like that that's going to be breaking out as we go into early 2014. The other country that we're going to have to really watch in 2014 as far as having some problems with them is going to be North Korea. I do feel like that we are going to have some skirmishes with North Korea off and on in 2014. I don't really feel like a major war breaking out, but I do feel like, you know, some beating of the war drums, some things like that again. And actually some skirmishes with their forces in the water, debating over international waters and things like that, but nothing major there. The country, Syria, let's go to Syria really quick here. I do feel like the dictator of Syria will pass. I don't know if that is I feel like that is by somebody's hands. I don't feel like that it's going to be a natural thing that happens to him. But I do feel like that he will pass, and then that country will still be, dealing with civil wars and stuff off and on. But I do feel like that the dictator of Syria, will be going off the scene in 2014 as well. I don't see any major conflicts in 2014 where the United States is involved. And I do feel like that relationships will mend with Iran. There's a very high possibility that we could have troops on the ground again in Iraq due to some problems with Iran late 2014, early 2015. But that is a very small possibility there, not anything major, but there could be some more U.S. troops again in Iraq due to some situations with Iran. People just beating more drums and nonsense and stuff like that. Education will get better in the United States. Our educational system is improving and improving more and more. So I feel like that education is going to be increasing better technology-wise and stuff like that. As far as the jobs go, I'm sorry to tell you that I just don't see that improving a lot in 2014. I feel like that we're still going to be struggling financially as we go into 2014, and then through 2014 we're still going to have some financial problems. But good news, I feel like that there is a turnaround in 2015. Talking about 2016, I would also tell you that I do see Hillary Clinton going into office, probably an announcement being made late 2014. Looks like about October, November 2014, where she's making an announcement that she is running for president of the United States in 2016. Let's see, what else do I see? And those are predictions for 2014 at this moment in time. So. All right. We're getting ready to wind the show up for today, and I appreciate you being a part of the program and stuff like that. We might make some more predictions on other shows as we get ready to go out of 2013 into 2014. But the one thing that I tell you, just brace for good stuff, you know, in your own personal life, you know. Take this time, you know, the next few days to really manifest what you want in your own life. You know, what are those things that you really, really want in 2014? And dream big. Ask big. You know, don't dream small. You know, I think that a lot of times we limit spirit because we are dreaming small. And so, you know, what do you really want 2014 to be for you? All right. As far as the show, there are going to be some changes in 2014. I am going to be doing some more teaching, some more things like that. The other thing that I'm going to announce, sometime in 2014, I would say it looks like probably late January, early February, I'm going to do a live presentation using video. You're going to have an invitation to be able to do that. If you're interested in that, there's going to be no cost to you. If you're interested in that, please contact our office because you are going to have a link to that. That's not going to be open to the general public. So it's going to be a private thing. How you get on the list for that is by writing us, dropping us a line at youareawakening@gmail.com. There's going to be no cost. It's going to be a free thing. But to keep out some trouble and things like that, it's going to be a private event, and you're going to have a link. So it will be sent to you, and that's going to be late January, early February where I do that. It's going to be a video thing. It's sort of going to be like a crossing over thing. Sort of anybody watched John Edwards the other day, John Edwards did something similar. And on Christmas Eve and or Christmas Day, I think. And so it's going to be something like that. So if you're interested in that, drop me an email and get on that list, and we'll send you a link to that when it gets closer. We'll give you more information. There'll be more information about that on the website as soon as I get the website back up. So we'll have some more information about that. Okay? All right. We're done. Rose, thank you so much for your help today. And you can contact us by email at youareawakening@gmail.com. You can set up readings over at www.insightswithmichael.com. Remember, readings are on sale right now at half price. They will go up January 1st. So keep that in the back of your mind. All right. So we will be back on air. What is tomorrow? Tomorrow is Monday. We will be on air tomorrow at 3:30 Central. As you know, we get a lot of calls. I had a lot of calls today. So we get a lot of calls. Best thing to do if you want to be sure that you get on air is call in early. Phone lines open 15 minutes before the show does. Go on air. All right. So we're done. And let's find a song to close out with. How about this one? And we'll talk to you tomorrow at 3:30. Love you guys. You be you. I'll be me, and together we'll get there. Thank you so much for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio today. Tell your friends about us. Marcus is your favorite. Follow me on Twitter, and I'll talk to you tomorrow at 3:30. Bye-bye.
Just